This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. At least five top Haitian officials are now in Miami jails charged with cocaine trafficking. American drug agents are actively chasing down and arresting key figures in the former government of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. He's long been accused of involvement in the drug trade, and it's a charge he's denied. His supporters called the recent arrests a witch hunt. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
The locals call this Cocaine Alley, the beach-lined southern coast of Haiti, where wealthy merchants and artists maintain weekend homes. Not much happens along this stretch of lush, sleepy jungle near the town of Jacmel, except at night. In the early morning hours, residents say they're often witness to a strange phenomenon that both scares and entices them. Giant floating bundles of cocaine washing up on the shore. One local woman, a 48-year-old mother named Adit, says only the most fearless approach the packages because sometimes men show up with weapons. For example, she says her husband would never dare go. She complains that she, a poor woman, never benefits from any of this. These drugs are not meant for the locals, of course. Big-time Haitian traffickers, often working with the police, await the loads dropped at sea by Colombians who arrive in speedboats. But inevitably, some go astray. The United States estimates that 15% of the cocaine entering the U.S. passes through Haiti. Since Aristide left on February 29th, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has arrested several members of his government, a former chief of the National Police, the former head of the government's anti-narcotics office, the ex-chief of palace security, and the senator from Jacmel among them. The U.S. has long believed that Aristide turned a blind eye to the drug dealing and that perhaps he benefited directly from it. At least one convicted Haitian dealer, Jacques Quétant, has said Aristide was involved in the trade. Quétant is the godfather of one of Aristide's daughters. Leslie Voltaire is a spokesman for Aristide's political party, Famille Lavalas. He concedes that the drug dealers were too powerful even for Aristide to stop.
I think he knew because all the newspapers were saying that. Maybe he was not in a position to do something. Maybe he was hostage of them, but I think he knew.
Aristide has long denied any involvement in the drug trade. Bruce Bagley is a professor at the University of Miami who studies the drug trade. He says whether or not Aristide was involved, the spate of arrests by U.S. drug agents has political underpinnings.
They want to get him and his people because Aristide was persona non grata, right, for the Bush administration. In part because of this drug deal, in part because of his non-democratic tendencies, in part because he was Clinton's boy.
Aristide was first elected in 1990, overthrown, then brought back by the U.S. Marines in 1994 under President Clinton. After Aristide's re-election in 2000, the U.S. government froze hundreds of millions of dollars in direct foreign aid to the Haitian government, citing corruption, increasing oppression, and drug dealing. U.S. Ambassador to Haiti, Thomas Foley, has said that Haiti's next leaders will face the same pressure if caught moving cocaine.
The United States would certainly not accept to deal with, work with, or legitimize any such figures who are tainted in any way by political violence, involvement in drug trafficking, and the like.
Bolstering the U.S.'s pledge that it will arrest anyone moving drugs, regardless of politics, DEA agents picked up an Aristide opponent just days ago. Michel Marcel was Haiti's main mango exporter and is now charged with cocaine trafficking. But even with a string of U.S. indictments, analysts doubt the flow of drugs will stop. Professor Bagley says that more and more Colombian cocaine is passing through the Caribbean because a U.S. crackdown on the Mexican border has made smuggling there more difficult. He says Haiti is more vulnerable than ever.
Without drug money and, by the way, remissions from the United States by Haitians, the whole country would absolutely fall apart. This is true of the Aristide government. It was true of Cedras, right? Before, and it continues to be true of many of the groups that are operating in Haiti today.
General Raul Cedras ruled Haiti from 1991 to 1994 while Aristide was in exile. In a house near the beach in Jacmel, 52-year-old cook Lilienne Sano washes dishes and looks out towards the sea. She says she's heard all the stories about cocaine washing ashore here and has some poor neighbors who inexplicably found the money for a brand new four-wheel drive Jeep. She, too, grows skeptical when asked if Haiti's next government can keep clean of drugs.
It's normal to replace a government if it's not good. But I don't know if this next one will be better. And I don't know if they'll also become cocaine smugglers. I don't know them yet.
One U.S. official says the only way to stop the flow of drugs through Haiti is with the full support of the Haitian people. But in a country where the average income is less than a dollar a day and where government institutions have all but collapsed, the money from cocaine so far has proven irresistible. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.